Hi there, I'm back on. We are now halfway through the program, and I hope you are starting to see some very positive changes in your life. I think a great way to introduce this lesson is with a quote from Maxwell Maltz, who is the author of the best-selling book, Psycho-Cybernetics. He said about this topic today, self-image sets the boundaries of individual accomplishments. We aren't usually conscious of the image that we have of ourselves. And this image influences every part of our life. It controls the way we speak, the way we look, the way we love, the way we talk, the way we dream, everything. And if you have a negative image of yourself, your results are going to be negative. If you have a limited image of yourself, your results are going to be limited. But you can change your image and you can change your life by changing the image. You're going to learn how to write the script of you, a new you with a new self-image. If you already have a positive image of yourself, this lesson will even improve it further. A crisis of negative self-image is affecting young people in the UK. Again, a statistic, 2014 study found that more than 60% of us admit a lack of confidence about ourselves prevent us from participating in certain activities, and not just sports related, all sorts of activities. Insecurities are preventing students from putting their hand up in class, hindering job applicants from attending interviews, affecting relationships, and encouraging people to retreat into a shell or to inhibit a social media world where bullying is becoming a daily event. It is not enough to send young people off into the world with a clutch of good A-levels, undergraduate, postgraduate degrees. They also need to be confident enough to look up and embrace the life has to offer. So often during job interviews, I've seen candidates with great qualification, so many, starting down at the desk and not being confident. So what do you want to be? What kind of life, educational choices, the career that you want to have? What's holding you back? Maybe it's your self-image. I learned how to create the script for myself. I had to start thinking star and not supporting player. I remember really vividly sitting down to write the story as it was already happened in my life. I put my screenplay in a safe place and I read it every chance I got. Then one day I decided I'm going to make it happen. And I started investing more in myself and learning who I really was and what the purpose of myself was. And now I look back at the journey. So many of the dreams are now realities. So have fun with this lesson. Are you really ready for this? Anyway, let's go back to Dr. Maxwell Maltz, a cosmetic surgeon, authored a book, as I said, Psycho-Cybernetics in the 1960s, and is still famous today. Psyche being Greek for mind. Cybernetics mean the science of control and communication. So the mind, control and communication. What do we know about this? Well, what we are really saying is you have got a control mechanism in your mind and it's going to determine what comes into your life. And it's going to determine how well you do, whatever you do. We refer to it as self-image. You see, Dr. Maxwell Maltz was doing cosmetics surgery on people. They may have had a nose which is not the right shape or whatever it is. He rebuilt the nose, whatever that is. And he noticed that there was quite a difference in the person's appearance. But he also noticed sometimes there was a great psychological change. They not only looked different, they felt and acted different. But he said that this didn't happen every time. He said sometimes, regardless of how successful the physical operation might have been, there was no physical change. And this led him to conclude that we have two images. We have the one that we project to the world, is the way we dress, walk, talk, and do whatever we do. And the other is the picture that we hold inside. The picture that we hold on inside our mind shows what happens outside. You see, if you have a negative or a bad image of yourself, your results are going to be a reflection of it. Your results are always a reflection of what's going on inside. This image is built genetically, as we talked about earlier. It's passed through genes and to the next generation from our childhoods. A child who is raised with praise grows up into a very confident adult. A child who is raised with criticism grows up to a very insecure human being. Give confidence to young children. A confident individual has an understanding of who they are, of the dynamics of their personality. They are non-form. They understand the power of the mind. They understand something about themselves, and they like themselves. They have a good opinion of themselves. Or you could say they have a good image. Even hugely successful people can have poor images. I think a great story, Victoria Beckham never believed that people are interested in her and often feels the need to prove herself. When I was on stage with the Spice Girls, she said, I thought people were there to see the other form and not her. And when she also said David Beckham had a main influence on her. It's a story, it's her image, we don't need to dwell on it. Emma Thompson, one of Britain's most acclaimed actresses with 2 awards, says she has a voice in her head which often puts her down. Again, it's a self-image. The reason I'm saying this is not to impress anything, but to impress upon that a self-image can be a problem, even for the people that we feel they are rich, famous, and so on. The person who doesn't understand themselves, who is super critical of themselves, who feels inferior, that person has a poor image. Now, regardless of what image we hold, I am of the opinion we can improve upon it. At the center of your consciousness, there is an image of perfection. We have amazing creative faculties, but they are so buried in false concepts that it's only on a rare occasion that comes out. It is our responsibility to get rid of these paradigms, get rid of these viruses, those doubts about ourselves, so that the perfection shines through. How do we do this? Well, the more you study you, the better the image you are going to have of yourself. And that image is literally important. It operates much like a thermostat in a room we talked about earlier. It controls the temperature of the room or operates like an automatic pilot when a plane takes off. You know, it's been stated that the rocket fails itself to the moon. That is a cybernetic mechanism. And the second it goes off course, a cybernetic mechanism brings it back on course. Let's suppose a teenage boy or a girl has an overweight image and they go on a diet. Their subconscious mind is programmed to find whatever they lose. They lose 10 pounds, do you know what the cybernetic mechanism does? Bang, it's put it back, it brings back the weight because that's how they're thinking. I still have the self-image of my weight. I'm working on it, but it's progress. Let's suppose it's a student and the student is averaging, let's say, a B grade. But let's imagine his mind is programmed to be a B grade and he drops to a C grade. Do you know what the next month he will work hard and it will bring him back to the B grade. They may even get up to an A grade and then he drops it back, because wherever you set your mind, wherever you set your self-image, that's where you come back. So it is so important that you understand it. This is a testament of our predicted grades in the UK system of university application in the UK. You're telling somebody you're a B grade and they ended up B grade. And we tell them, you know what, you got your first choice. Why can't they be A star? The image of yourself literally controls your life. When Moles came up with this idea, it was considered the greatest psychological discovery of his generation. All kinds of lives were changed from that book. In fact, you might want to get the book, Psycho Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz. It's a phenomenal book, great information in it. I have listed that in the appendix as well. Now, how do we change our self-image? Well, first of all, we have to understand that we have an image in our subconscious mind. In fact, our life operates by images, and we called it pictures earlier on, the example of the door and the wallpaper and so on. How do we do it? Well, this is where we put our conscious mind to work and deliberately choose the kind of person we want to be. You need to decide, what do I really want to be like? Now, I generally look at people who I admire and I look at their personalities or their qualities or their character. And I'm not copying that person, just taking that piece of the quality, and I like to become who they are. I mean, Richard Branson is a great example. We all can admire his entrepreneurial spirit. One of my favorite quotes is from Richard Branson. If someone offers you an amazing opportunity and you're not sure you can do it, then he says, say yes. Then learn how to do it later. I incorporated that attitude into my daily life. After all, Richard is called Mr. Yes. It's built into my image of myself. So we sit down and we write out a description in the present tense. And then we will take that and we totally relax and we start to see ourselves as that person. This is called an imagined reality. It's the actor's technique, as they call it. The act as if, and we literally become that person with that attribute, not copying that attribute. Watch films. I often watch Steve Jobs, the movie, which is one of my favorite films. Michael, starred as Steve Jobs, acknowledged his lack of physical resemblance to Jobs, but starred that he was more interested in capturing Steve Jobs' character. In regards to how he aimed to behave like Steve Jobs, it's about taking that idea and passionately believing in that idea. His acting was incredible. And as you watch it, you realize he took a script, he read the script, he reread the script, he memorized the script and internalized the script and became the script. Despite his lack of physical resemblance, he actually became Steve Jobs. But we must understand, he cannot be still Steve Jobs in real world. He can only act. How do we then take that to the emotional mind and turn into action? That's where this program tells you how to do. But it is important also to note that this great actor cannot actually become Steve Jobs. Most people are extras in their own movies. They see other people and they think they are the star and I am just in the supporting cast. Or maybe just have a walk on. Make yourself the star of your film. Your film is your life. And sit down and build a picture. And then totally relax and let yourself become that. And do that often. You may do it for a few minutes a day. It only takes a few minutes. Totally relax and become that person. Try reading a great book called The Art of Acting by Stella Adler. It's an amazing book. Stella Adler was one of the greatest acting teachers in the world. She taught Marilyn Monroe, who even wrote the foreword in her book, and it's in the appendix. Look again at Emma Thompson, who said, I am an intrinsic actor. I don't have a technique because I never learned any. I do what I need to do. I allow whatever rises to rise naturally. You are tricking your subconscious mind. I work from inside out. There is a science of control and communication locked up within you. It's your self-image. It's the image you hold of you. It controls how you walk, talk, as I mentioned before. Everything is expressed because of your self-image. There is something wonderful about you. Get in touch with it. Hold that picture. Become that person. I'm not talking about conceit. I'm not talking about doing something which you don't believe. You have a healthy, conscious awareness of who you are and who you like to become. Be good to yourself. If you are not, no one will be. Get to love yourself. There is something really powerful about you. Say it in your self-image. You have creative faculties we talked about. You have creative potential. There is a power flowing through you. And you need to work towards one objective. The objective is preordained. It's going to happen. And that's the goal which you set up in your lesson one. Now, you got to understand it. If you are going to do that, I had to be a great teacher and tell those stories to myself. And how do you do that? How do you learn this material? It happens through repetition. You can accomplish a lot more in a short period of time, and you can have a lot more fun. You will be anxious to get back to work, anxious to do things that you want to do, because that's what your purpose. Everything else is dying. This is living. So, did today's lesson start you thinking about the image you hold on yourself? Are you happy with what you see? Every person has an image. Your results are a reflection of your image. If you want better results, check your image you have on yourself. So really take time on this lesson. Get into it. Use your student handbook. Work on yourself. Self-image is the key to getting the change you want. What do you really want? Think about that. Put that into your self-image and you will get there. See you in the next lesson.